We're at Mary Jewett's house, and we are testing our tape.
Yes.
My name is Maggie Bunger, and I'm talking with Mary Jewett here in Louisville, Jefferson County, Kentucky. And today is April the 4th, 1983. Mary, are you agreeable to be being recorded on tape?
Yes, I certainly am.
And do you mind spelling your full name?
My last name is spelled J-E-W-E-T-T.
And would you spell your husband's name?
My husband's name is Arthur.
Mary, what is your occupation?
I'm a housewife and mother.
And your husband's occupation?
My husband is an executive with the General Electric Company.
Have you lived at this address long?
No, we came to Kentucky in 1976, I think it was.
And where did you live before?
We were born and raised in Kansas. And lived several places in connection with my husband's work.
Were you, then both of your sets of parents were from Kansas?
Yes.
Where did you go to school then? What schools did you attend in Kansas?
I attended high school in Manhattan, Kansas, and went to Kansas State College, now known as Kansas State University, also in Manhattan, Kansas.
Mary, where did you learn to quilt?
I learned to quilt here in Louisville. I took lessons at the American Accents in Louisville, Kentucky. My mother and grandmother were both quilters, but I never did it when I lived at home. During the time I was in high school and college, it became necessary for my mother to work outside the home, and she didn't do any quilting.
Well, what patterns did you use when you were learning, when you were taking your lessons?
My first project was a pillow top of the Jacob's Ladder pattern. And that pattern interested me because I inherited a blue and white Jacob's Ladder pattern quilt pieced by my grandmother and started to quilt by my mother. And I had determined I would finish that quilt. That's really why I got started in quilting.
How much time do you spend quilting?
I actually spend very little time quilting. As soon as I finished the lessons, I joined Louisville Nimble Thimbles and got active in their activities and found that I was doing group activities rather than working on my quilt.
And you don't have a certain time of day that you like to do it best?
I often like to do it after I see my husband out the door on his way to work. I bring my cup of tea into the dining room and sit here and quilt for however much time I feel I can squeeze away from the other things that need doing.
Well, do you like to piece quilts as opposed to quilting? Which do you like best?
I really think I enjoy the quilting more at this point. Probably because I have not yet pieced myself a quilt or done enough of it to really feel proficient at it.
Well, have you ever participated in a quilting bee as such with your group quilt?
Our Louisville Nimble Thimbles has made three group quilts, and I have worked on two of them and have really enjoyed the group quilts. It's fun to meet the other ladies and get to know them as we sit quilting. Something I think I have enjoyed very much, and I think the other ladies in our group enjoy very much.
Have you ever heard the term Kentucky quilt, and what do you think it refers to?
Yes, I have heard the term Kentucky quilt, and I think it refers to quilts made in Kentucky by Kentuckians. And I don't know whether I could look at a quilt and say, that is a Kentucky quilt. I just don't know what it means.
Do you have quilt books?
I have lots of quilt books.
Or do you have a favorite?
And so far I don't have a favorite. I do love looking at them and thinking, oh, I'd like to do that.
How about quilt magazines? Do you buy those?
Yes, I subscribe to Quilters Newsletter, and I frequently buy other quilt magazines as I happen to see them on newsstands.
Have you ever made anything from patterns taken from these magazines?
No, I have not.
Well, have you ever seen a man quilt, or do you know of any men quilting?
I have never seen a man quilt. My quilting teacher, Marion Godfrey, said that she owned a quilt that her husband's grandfather had made as a youngster. And I do know that men quilt, but I have not encountered one.
Do you do any quilting for other people?
No, I've never done quilting for anyone other than our group projects.
And have you ever sold a quilt, or do you ever sell any of your quilting projects?
No, I haven't finished any quilting jobs.
Well, tell me, what do you do with old quilts that you own when they begin to wear out?
I guess you might say I just save them. My husband came in just last week with one he had found in the road someplace on his way to work, and I have scrubbed it and cleaned it by washing. It's beginning to at least be clean. It will never be new again. I intend to rebind it because the binding is worn. And since my husband has a proprietary interest in it, I'm going to put it on the back of his chair.
Nice. Then you, other than your work on the group quilts, you've never entered a quilt in a show, or do you have one that you own that you've entered in a show? A fair or exhibited?
No, I have so far not entered or shown anything that I have done. With the exception of the pillow I made in my class, which was displayed at American Accents a couple of years ago. And I have displayed the two quilts that I own that were made for me, one by my grandmother and one by my mother. I have agreed to display a crib quilt that I made this last fall in the American Accents upcoming show.
Well, in your opinion, do you think people's attitudes have changed about quilting? Could you tell me why you think they may have?
I do think that people's attitudes have changed about quilting. In my case, I had vowed never to quilt, as I watched my mother doing it as a small child, and now I find that to get my Jacob's Ladder finished, I am going to quilt. I am most amazed and pleased that the young women in their 20s and 30s are beginning to quilt as an art form. My two daughters-in-law are both interested in quilting and are doing some nice work. This is as a hobby rather than as a necessity, as my grandmother and mother quilted. I'm very pleased about it. I don't know just why, except that the word doesn't come to me.
Well, my next question is, what is the value of quilting? What value do you put on it? Not monetary, I guess.
It's very satisfying. It's certainly something that you can see and count that you have done today. and I work on my quilt, I think, now this week I'm going to make this line all the way across that quilt, and I can measure myself and my progress.
Well, do you have favorite colors to use in a quilt?
I think maybe I would have to say mine are blue and white, since that's what I'm working on right now.
Yeah.
And having really done so little, I don't have a wide experience. I'm very interested in doing some whole cloth quilts. And I would very much like to make one that where the pattern is exclusively the quilting rather than in the piece.
Do you use a standard frame or a hoop? And can you tell me why you prefer it?
I have a rather standard frame. Looks like nothing else anybody has ever seen, since my husband and I made it out of packing crates and available materials. The long poles on this frame are aluminum conduit, to which I glued a sleeve of muslin to use for fastening the quilt. The end pieces are, as I said, made out of a packing crate, and it is patterned after a frame that a friend loaned me that was made in Kentucky many years ago. There are holes in the end of the frame through which the conduit side pieces go, and there are holes drilled in the conduit through which I drop a large nail to hold the conduit stretchers from twisting. And it seems to work very well. It's not very sturdy, but probably will last my lifetime. And it was inexpensive.
I think you've maybe just described how some of the materials in quilting have changed.
Yeah.
we still use what we have on hand.
This is true. And long, straight, true pieces of lumber have become so expensive that my husband says you probably will be lucky if you finish one quilt, and he resented putting a lot of money into my equipment.
It's very nice to me.
Well, thank you. It works very well.
Have you ever applicated quilt? Or used applique?
Yes, a very small amount.
Can you tell me, when you're quilting, what do you think makes a good quilt stitch?
I like a small, even stitch. And it's very difficult. I'm beginning to feel that I might someday make a stitch in this quilt that I will be happy with. But they're few and far between so far.
Well, how many do you do per inch?
I really haven't counted them, because I just think if I can get them even, that's the most important thing, and straight. In this Jacob's Ladder, I'm trying to quilt inside each tiny square, and those squares are an inch, maybe a fraction larger than an inch square, and just to place the stitches in that little square so that they look even and nice. Did we run out of tape?
No.
Not yet. Is no. My goal
fine.
At this
fine.
Point. Okay.
You
know what?
No, I just want to be sure it's going.
Good.
If you ever, do you ever embroider or use cross stitch, crewel, or any other type of embroidery on your quilts or quilting pieces?
Well, I haven't so far. I have made friendship squares for various people, and I often embroider my name on those and the date. I also try to identify the pieces I make by putting my name on it.
You will sign this quilt, I'm sure.
I will somehow or other sign this quilt, and I hope to record on it in some manner the piece and the fact that my mother did some quilting on it.
Well, I'm going to ask again, do you have a favorite, very favorite quilt pattern?
No, I really don't, not yet. I love them all.
Well, that's it.
Okay.
Unless you have any other comments about quilting, I'd be happy to hear it. Especially...
I probably should tell about my... our Tuesday Girls.
Oh, I'd like to hear that.
Our quilt teacher, Marion Godfrey, helped us organize a group that we now casually call the Tuesday Girls. This is comprised mostly of the students that were in Marion's classes while she was here. We do meet twice a month on Tuesdays. We pride ourselves that we are the most loosely organized group of quilters in the world. We have no officers, we have no treasury. We meet on a rather regular basis and we take turns being hostess. Each member of the group brings her own sandwich and her own soft drink or whatever she prefers. The hostess usually provides some forbidden goodies like hot rolls or cookies or cake for morning coffee, and we sit and enjoy our fellowship, eat our lunches together, and then go our own way. This group has a major project of assisting one another to make quilts for themselves. We call them our selfish quilts. We drew names out of the hat and established an order for the making of a selfish quilt. And it works in this manner. The owner of the quilt chooses the pattern, supplies the materials and the pattern, and each person in the group makes one block. Since we're 12 to 15 regular faithful members, it means you have quickly a good start on a new quilt.
That's a modern quilting bee.
It is a modern quilting bee. Huh. And what we enjoy about it is its casual aspect.
How long do you think it takes to finish a quilt?
I have no idea.
but it sounds great.
Yes. It really depends on the individual.
The time of the year.
Yes. The girls find this very interesting because rather than make 70 blocks of the same pattern over and over and over again, we get a new project. The nitty-gritty decisions have been made for us. We don't have to choose the fabric, get the colors. We're handed this little sandwich bag full of pieces, and it's always fun, and most of the girls find that they run right home and get at someone else's project, make their block, and be done with it.
That's great.
It's a lot of fun.
Is there anything else you want to tell us about?
Can't think of it right this minute, but we can add an addendum of something.
Well,
I don't know, we really... I really think that this kind of a project is going to be very interesting and very useful. Because quilters and... not just quilters, but women working in their own homes have been anonymous too long. our work is of value, whether simply because it gives us something concrete that we can see and touch that we have done, or whether it's done out of necessity. I think this is a great idea to record and get some of our living treasures.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome.
Bye.